I'm WUWM's Kobe Brown. Demand for home health and personal care aides is expected to grow 33% by 2030. That's according to a report by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. There's already a worker shortage that disproportionately affects LGBTQ+ seniors, according to SAGE, which advocates for LGBTQ+ elders. They also face additional challenge as they age. Many aging seniors need a variety of care, from meeting health needs to possibly finding housing with medical or other support. Socialization is also important to combat isolation, but these things can be especially hard for LGBTQ+ elders to obtain. Christy Carter explains one of the reasons. She's the Aging and Disability Coordinator at Milwaukee's LGBT Community Center.
A lot of LGBT seniors in particular, because of the time that they, were brought up, they might not be connected with their families and the family structure might be different. So when people, when the typical or average person ages, they usually rely on family members to check in on them and provide the care. But that might not always be available because for whatever reason, folks might not have the support system, the typical support system around them.
In a commentary for the Wisconsin Examiner, Carter added that the prejudice against LGBTQ+ people makes some elders feel like they have to, quote, go back into the closet or not be themselves when interacting with caregivers. Dr. Linda Wesp says assumptions in society can get in the way of healthcare staff making a true connection with an older LGBTQ+ person. West specializes in LGBT clinic care as an assistant professor in UWM's College of Nursing.
We could come up with a scenario, there's a man who was married to a woman and then she died 20 years ago and he hasn't had a partner since and then he's just only wants to be with women. Well, that's an assumption. I don't know. Maybe that, has that person ever been asked about sexual orientation or even sexual activity in general?
Wesp says many medical providers hadn't been taught how to have a conversation about sexual orientation and gender identity.
And that's one other thing I want to talk about briefly is the need to take and have education in caregiver facilities for staff in terms of understanding what the needs of the LGBT senior is.
That's John Griffith, who volunteers at the LGBT Community Center in Milwaukee. He says it's key for caregivers to understand that many seniors recall the years before 1982, when Wisconsin adopted a gay rights law, the first state in the nation to do so.
This is what they have to be aware of in these care facilities, and that's why their reluctance to be out. They go back into a closet of sort and stay in a closet out of fear, and they shouldn't have to go into fear. As you see, I wear my button every day that love is love, and it's got the rainbow heart behind it, and it's simple. It's a simple way for everybody to say who I am as a person and for other people to see that we are out there, we're visible, and we're part of. And don't put us back in those damn closets.
Griffith says there are some programs that provide support, understanding, and socialization for older LGBTQ+ people. For instance, at the LGBT Community Center,
we have a 50 and Betters, for example, support group that every Wednesday evening, a wonderful support group. We have programs here in the center. We're going to be starting a fitness program here in the spring for our seniors. It'll be a wonderful opportunity for somebody to come in and get involved.
One of the people who frequents the LGBT Community Center is 75-year-old Jamie Daniel Paul. She's a trans woman who says she felt isolated most of her life. She says socializing with people who understand her experiences is a big factor for her. And that's what keeps her coming back to the center.
Everybody talking, and they talk about their life. I felt so good about that, Well, in the beginning, I could hardly talk at all, And after a while, probably talk more.
But there's more work to be done. According to volunteer John Griffith, he'd love to see a senior housing facility, especially for LGBTQ+ people.
Because there's a lot of discrimination that does take place yet in the society, and for them to have a safe place to call home in their later years would be a wonderful thing.
Griffin puts in this plug for the program already offered by the LGBT Community Center.
Come in the door, check us out, be here, show up, be part of it.
Kobe Brown, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for the Eric Vaughn Broadcast Fellowship is provided in part by the Greater Milwaukee Foundation.